I know sometimes he thinks to himself, why did I give this guy my cell phone and my home phone? But Sheriff, we appreciate you being on the show.
Well, you're welcome.
Well, in a stunning development, in looking at the Police Protection Special Assessment Proposal, 12 out of 13 reporting townships overwhelmingly said no, Sheriff, and I'm just surprised by that.
Well, I am too. I guess public safety isn't important to those citizens. That's I guess, is my only feeling about that. I thought some would turn it down, but I didn't think it would be most.
So what's this mean?
What it means for everybody but Williamstown Township, they're going to have a very, very minimal response. I mean, I go from 17 to 12 people. It leaves me with 8 deputies to respond to calls. Now, keep in mind, those 8 deputies also have to do hospital guard. They have to do prisoner transports. Their availability on any given time, I mean, we'll basically be down to about 1.5 deputies per shift. So it's going to be tough to do anything.
So when someone calls the Ingham County Sheriff, you will respond, but will there be regular road patrols through those townships?
Infrequently. Okay. And whether we respond or not, it might be a response the next day. I mean, when you get that few people, a primary thing we have to do is the prisoner thing, and we're required by law to do that. We're not required by law to respond to calls for service. And so if we get a 911 call, you came home and somebody kicked in your front door and stole your TV, you may be required to come into the sheriff's office to give the report or wait a day or two or three until we get somebody available.
We're talking Allendale Township, Aurelius, Bunker Hill, Ingham, Leroy, Leslie, Locke, Onondaga, Stockbridge, Vive, Wheatfield, White Oak. Those are the townships that will be affected. They said no overwhelmingly to paying this extra assessment. And now what you're telling us is it's going to be prolonged periods of time. I wonder if there's a violent crime in those areas. Will you tend to respond quicker to those?
Yes, you will. If it's, you know, somebody's getting hurt, then we may have to pull somebody in that's off or make other arrangements. But we'll do our best. I say that. We'll do our best to get somebody there as quick as you can.
Who's going to be on the lookout for speeders? And how often will patrols be, for example, say, in Locke Township?
Well,
once a night?
That'll be almost non-existent. I mean, they may have to lay off a judge, quite frankly, because there'll be so few tickets and other crimes that there just won't be that much work.
Do you anticipate funding coming from some other source? Do you anticipate the county stepping in?
No. They're the ones to begin with.
Well, this is stunning. I'm stunned that so many people, and not only did they say no, Sheriff, but by wide margins that this isn't important to them.
Well, you said it.
And so this starts at January 1,
January 1st, yep.
Okay. And what else is going to happen January 1 with your department? Because I know some other cuts are going to take effect.
Well, we close a jail post, too. That's another 6 deputies, so I'm going to have to lay off some people. Now, exactly how many, I don't know, because we've got some vacancies as I speak, and we got some retirements coming up. So I haven't figured out exactly how many we've got to lay off yet, but we're going to have to lay off, I don't know, somewhere between 6 and 12 people. I'm not exactly sure the number on that yet.
Well, the extra funding obviously is not available through this vote. The county obviously is not going to give you any funding. Is there any funding via the state or the federal government that could help?
No, we just got denied that, and we applied like everybody else did, and Michigan got very few funds. I think the state police picked up like 25 troopers or something like that, and a couple other departments picked up a few, but the sheriff's office, as I recall, the number, we didn't get any. I'm pretty sure most of the other ones got zero.
Is there any statistics through your department for what happens when you're not able to patrol as much?
Well, Washtenaw County went through this a few years ago. Now, it wasn't quite this dramatic, but they've got 5 townships that voted not to fund it. And I met with the sheriff there, and he pretty much painted the same scenario I just gave you, that they just don't respond unless just a dire emergency where, you know, somebody's life is in peril.
Well, I, as I mentioned earlier, Sheriff, I'm just stunned at this. My where I live isn't affected, but I think about the protection of every place that I travel through, that I live around.
Well, it does affect you in that respect. If you travel through those neighborhoods and through those townships, it's going to affect you.
Well, we'll just have to see how this goes. We look forward to the opportunity to talk with you again, Sheriff. Thanks
so
much.
Thank you.